So I'd like to take you back now to the spring of 1994. Mm. And thinking back then, where were you in 1994 and what were you doing then?
I was a practicing attorney in Uganda. I'd actually just returned from a 3-year stint with the United Nations in Mombasa, Kenya, where I'd been a legal advisor on a regional project covering Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, and Eastern Zaire. Had to do with international trade, transport, freight, and customs. So I'd gone back to my law firm in Kampala when the plane went down, as it were, on the 6th of April, 1994.
So were you in Uganda at that point?
I was in Uganda.
And how had you settled back into this firm and life in Uganda and Kampala?
Yeah.
So what was your life like at that point?
Well, I'd just settled back home. I'd returned, I believe, end of January. And, you know, I was back at the law firm in a commercial corporate practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And what were you thinking at that point? What were you thinking your career trajectory was going to be?
Well, I'd prior to that, I'd been a prosecutor for 8 years, up to the time I left the government service in 1990. And my trajectory then was, mainstream legal practice, commercial corporate, and consulting. And what I'd been doing with the UN was part of my consulting practice. And I did continue consulting for international agencies, UN agencies, the European Union, British ODA, before the creation of the DFID.
Mm-hmm.
In sub-Saharan Africa.
Mm-hmm. So you're mostly thinking about commercial law, business.
Yeah.
One way or another.
Yeah.
Then when did you hear about the genocide in Rwanda?
Well, I watched it unfold, on CNN. And in about a couple of weeks, bodies were floating down the Kagera into Lake Victoria. The price of fish collapsed. Nobody wanted to eat fish because, it was just horrendous. And we watched it unfold over the next 3 months.
What did you think at the time?
I mean, no memory evokes such horror as. I guess it was the first time we're getting, live coverage from an area of conflict. We'd probably had satellite TV for about a year or so. So, we're getting real-time broadcasts, and it was just, unbelievable. And then, bodies started washing up on our shores. I continued receiving these images. Even I traveled to West Africa in July, around about the time that the U.S. I think it was Defense Secretary at the time flew into Kampala because of the humanitarian catastrophe unfolding then in Goma. Not so much, what had just happened in Rwanda. So we actually got more footage from the refugee camps around Goma, and all the humanitarian effort, was going to Goma, to the refugees, and rather than the survivors of this mass murder.
And what are some of your memories from that time? How did you react? What did you? I mean, was it just something happening around you, or something? Did you become engaged in some way with what was going on?
Not directly. I do remember going to Kigali, most probably late August or early September, And I just couldn't believe what I saw. I mean, the smell of death hung in the air, and you know, walls were bloodstained, you know, buildings were burnt out or pockmarked, and you've been to our Kigali office, you know, refugees were still in the stadium, you know, the Amahoro Stadium, you know, with barbed wire and sandbags around it, and I remember the time the government was trying to clear the streets and drains, you know, of rotting corpses, and they had to shoot all the dogs in town because the dogs had gotten used to eating corpses, and you know, when those were cleaned out of town, you know, they actually wanted, you know, to eat people. You know, they'd gotten used to eating human flesh. Yeah, and you know, I've never quite managed to erase that memory from my mind. Yeah.